Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you, and again we send greetings to our friends everywhere. But most Americans view the future with caution. In a recent Gallup poll, when asked whether they expect peace or international discord in the year ahead, the majority of those interviewed said they expected trouble. Recently, I read a statement published 100 years ago in the Harper's Weekly as to the state of the world as it looked then. I'm quoting from the October 10, 1857 edition. Quote, "It is a gloomy moment in history. Not for many years, not in the lifetime of most men who read this paper, has there been so much grave and deep apprehension. Never has the future seemed so incalculable as at this time. In France, the political cauldron seethes and bubbles with uncertainty. Russia hangs as usual like a cloud, dark and silent, upon the horizons of Europe, while all the energies, resources, and influences of the British Empire are sorely tried. It is a solemn moment, and no one can feel an indifference. In the issue of events of our own troubles, no man sees the end." Well, that sounds like an editorial from one of our daily newspapers, doesn't it? Well, surely if the international picture was precarious then, what must it be considered in our day of communist expansion, with atomic weapons hanging over our heads? Indeed, no period of history is as awesome as the one in which we live. These are perilous times forecast by Scripture, when upon the earth there would come, we are told, distress of nations with perplexity. Ultimately, we're informed, men's hearts would fail them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the very powers of heaven shall be shaken. Well, not a very bright picture, is it, as far as this world is concerned? But for the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, we then read, "When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Beloved, we have the message the world needs, the only true message of hope. The president spoke of steering the ship of state with hope. The Bible pictures those without Jesus Christ as having no hope, without God in the world. To those, however, who have repented of their sins to trust the Savior, they have discovered him who then becomes their hope. As the Apostle Paul declares, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." The coming of Christ for his own is then spoken of as a blessed hope. In Titus 2:13 we read, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." Now do you know why the believer is challenged to look up amidst the darkening shadows of crisis and unrest? It is because Jesus is coming soon, and he is the only true source of hope. "In the world we would have tribulations," said Jesus, "but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." The Scriptures would remind us, if in this life only we had hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable, meaning we are still to be pitied. Well, praise God for a hope beyond the grave, the hope of heaven, the hope of being reunited with loved ones, the hope of seeing Christ face to face, the hope of eternal bliss. Ah, it's wonderful to be a Christian and to face the days and months ahead with hope. We may not know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future, and our hope is in him. Well, now if our hope is in Christ, our conduct, our manner of life, should all conform to his will and direction for our lives. As we read in 1 John, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." Ah, did you hear it? Although we do not know what lies ahead in detail, there are some things we can know. For instance, we know of a certainty that Jesus is coming soon. To his disciples he said, "I will come again." We also know that he's now in heaven preparing a place for us. "If it were not so," said Jesus, "I would have told you." The scripture we just read tells us, "We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We will have glorified bodies like His glorified body, no longer subject to sickness, to suffering, and to pain. And finally, we are told, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Do you have this hope of seeing Jesus when he comes? Is the coming of Christ a blessed hope, or does it strike fear and terror to your heart because you're not ready? To persist in sin, to follow selfishness and ambition is not to be ready for Christ, for his return. Whereas he that hath this hope in him, we read, purifieth himself. Perhaps I should stop a moment to again read the scripture correctly. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. In other words, every person who is eagerly, anxiously looking for the coming of Jesus is going to do something about it, is going to get ready. That's why we continue the broadcast from week to week, in the midst of rising costs and perilous times, because Jesus is coming soon. And more than ever, we need to sound forth this message, "Be ye therefore ready." If every person would get a glimpse of Calvary and fall in love with Jesus, and then discover the blessed hope of his soon appearing, we would see revival in our land. In fact, if those who professed salvation would begin to purify themselves, to allow the blood of Jesus to cleanse them from all sin, from all unrighteousness, we would see a revolution such as was witnessed in the day of the apostles, when it was said they turned the world upside down. In the apostles' day, they just didn't shake the preacher's hand and join the church. We read, as many as believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. They lit a bonfire and threw in their trashy books and got right with God and with one another. Beloved, that's what it means to purify oneself, to come clean for Jesus, to lay aside weights in our lives that hinder us from running well the Christian race, as well as the besetting sins that dog our path. For Jesus is coming soon, and we read, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. If you have no desire today to be ready for our Lord's return and call yourself a Christian, you have every reason to doubt that you've been saved. The Bible says every man, every person who is expecting Jesus will get ready. Jesus may come this year. All the signs point to his imminent return. He might even come today. Well, one of the signs of our Lord's return is our continued prosperity. We read, as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Again we read, as it was in the days of Lot. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. Thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Well, friends, that's prosperity. And although we have witnessed something of a slight recession, the forecast is for continuing general prosperity. In Western Europe, there's a surplus of jobs as nations have united to form a common market. This Federation of Nations, incidentally, also seems to be in fulfillment of Bible prophecy. For in the sphere of the old Roman Empire, nations are again seen uniting economically, politically, even religiously, preparing the way for the coming Antichrist. Ah, friends, the stage is fast becoming set. Jesus could come at any moment. One of these days, or perhaps it may be at night, we will suddenly be awakened by the blast of the heavenly trumpet. And upon hearing the sound of the archangel saying, "Come," those who are ready will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. We read, the dead shall rise first. Those who are alive and remain shall then join this heavenly entourage and be joined together with our blessed Lord forever. Ah, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Our Lord, we are told, will come as a thief in the night. He will come unexpectedly, for no man knoweth the day nor the hour. He will come for his saints. As a thief quickly snatches away the jewels, so will Christ's coming be for his saints. This is the blessed hope of all who have been redeemed. Is this your hope today, the hope of rapture? Would you be ready should Jesus come yet today? For those who are not ready, who are left behind, there will come such perilous times as the world has never seen. Earth-shaking catastrophes, the sun and moon in convulsions, with all humanity suffering as a woman in travail. Without hindrance or restraint, the world will go stark mad with hate. the armies of earth will actually gather together to make war with the armies of saints in heaven. But the saints will be protected behind the sheltering wing of their commander-in-chief, the Lord Jesus Christ. Which will it be for you, friend? Wrath or rapture? If living for Christ, we read, God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Hallelujah. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together. Beloved, the blessed hope of the believer is the coming of Jesus Christ. And again we ask, are you ready? Indeed, be ye therefore ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Will you be ready to go?
I must be.
All the words that he said,
I must be.
That he's coming again,
I must be.
That someday you'll see the truth.
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the Internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.